everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Quantum Care. I'm your host, student Dr. Dakota Vest, and on today's episode, we interview Kate Whitaker. She is a good friend of mine, a trimester five student here at Logan University, and the reason for bringing her on was to share a little bit about her journey on how she ended up here at Logan and how school has impacted her and maybe some advice that she can share to students that are potentially coming in. So without further ado, here is Kate Whitaker.
Thank you for having me on and being the first woman. Woohoo! So, I'm Kate. I'm 25 and I'm from Northern Kentucky, which is about 20-ish minutes outside of Cincinnati, Ohio. And I went to Thomas More University in Crestview Hills, Kentucky. I was going to be an athletic trainer, but the university took the major away from me the summer that I was going to be accepted into it. So I have my degree in exercise science. And I was like, what am I going to do with this? So I looked into chiropractic and I was like, dude, this is the best thing ever. It aligns with everything that I believe, and just healing the body holistically is awesome.
So once you kind of had that revelation that this school wasn't going to offer that, what was your thinking process to get here at Logan?
I guess Logan was just the closest school that offered chiropractic. And, you know, I like Missouri. I was over here with my undergrad for a volleyball tournament, and I just kind of liked how it was very similar to Northern Kentucky.
So starting school, you've been here for almost a year and a half. Tell me a little bit about your journey and how school has impacted you while you've been here.
I have learned so much over the past year and a half. Like, it is just crazy getting pounded with knowledge day in and day out. It was just crazy jumping into this and being out of school for a year. And I feel like I have so much more knowledge now than I did when I came into here and I thought that I knew everything.
Yeah. So you've already taken part one boards. Hopefully you'll get your results back soon. Unfortunately, they take quite a while. But I'm sure you did great. So what's been the best part about coming to this school?
I'm so happy that boards is over. That gave me so much anxiety. It was great, though. We got our scores on Monday, so, or at least that's the rumor. My favorite part about Logan is just meeting all these people from different backgrounds and just different walks of life. You know, I worked in a kitchen for 10 years, and I think the thing that I loved about working in the kitchen atmosphere was meeting different people from different backgrounds. Like, I worked with people that had just gotten out of jail. I worked with high schoolers. I worked with, you know, people that were married and had kids and everything, and I kind of get to meet those kind of people here as well.
So can you tell me about what chiropractic has done for you, or what it has done for people in your life that you care about?
So I had never had a chiropractic experience before coming here. I'd never been adjusted, never met a chiropractor, but my cousins all went to a chiropractor, and I would see them in pain one day, and then they go and see the chiro and get adjusted, and then I'd see them the next day, and they're kind of walking pain-free. So trimester one, I got my first adjustment after having years of low back pain from volleyball and not having any type of care afterwards. It just started to, pretty much just got worse and worse, and then I got my adjustment, and it was like, oh my gosh, I can actually touch my toes now. It's kind of crazy.
So now that you have your full ranges of motion back, can you tell me a little bit about what your goals are in your own health journey?
Yeah, so besides the physical part, I've kind of been on this journey to heal my gut. You know, working in a kitchen, like I said, for the past 10 years, I would just eat the food that they offered, and typically I would pick the most unhealthy stuff because that's the stuff that tastes good, right? But I worked for Chipotle for three of those, and, you know, I love me some Chipotle. It's good food, especially when it's free. But you know how their food is. It just really wrecks your gut. And eating that day in and day out just really puts a wreck on the body. And I guess my goal now is to kind of come up with a more whole food-based diet and eat more from the garden and all of that stuff, and along with supplements if I need them.
So, Kate, as we wrap up here, what's some advice that you can share with some potentially new incoming students that are thinking about taking on chiropractic?
I guess just focus on yourself, because everyone that comes in with you in a new trimester is green. They don't know what's going on. Don't really take advice from them just yet. Take advice from your mentors and your tutors and the professors and every upper tri that you meet. And don't be too hard on yourself. I have such a problem with being hard on myself, but it's okay to make mistakes and learn from those mistakes.
Yeah, I would say that the biggest thing for me being in this program is being able to be a mentor and a tutor, and just to see where I struggle in some areas that other students may be able to help me in. So, as you know, I always wrap up the show with a quote. Kate, if you wouldn't mind sharing the quote that we had picked out today.
All right, this one is from Ludwig Wittgenstein. Put a man in the wrong atmosphere and nothing will function as it should. He will seem unhealthy in every part. Put him back in his proper element and everything will blossom and look healthy.